1, 13 here. Hayrosh tur yarek nichnas latok sada yarek acher. This is the same idea of four grains, planting at the field of grains, and one is what's called a shock. And the bottom of the triangle originally is fantastic drawings. And I'm going to, so it looks like this again. Same exact story, except instead of wheat and barley, you have whatever, tomatoes and cucumbers or something like that, throwing rocks, whatever, cabbages and whatever it is. Lettuce. I would go lettuce from cabbage, but they need something like that. Whatever. Something like that. So I rose to a yarek, it's a triangularly planted yarek field that's touching the edge of the rectangular one. That's okay, but they should near it, so sadeo, because it looks like two separate fields here, even though they're touching. That's the old road before. Okay, highest day in the period, like again, like kilo, new paragraph or a new Mishnah here, a new book. This is another hard one. You have a field and it's just planted with yarekos. Whatever. It's a pumpkin patch. No, yarek. No, no. It's a cabbage patch. You have a vegetable patch here. You have a cabbage patch. Cabbage patch. The whole thing is one big cabbage patch. And you want to plant another type of yarekos there. You just really want parsley. You want some. So now, how do you plant parsley in the middle of the cabbage patch? It shouldn't look like you've got parsley and cabbage growing together. That's the question. Haisa sadeos ru yarek, planted one thing, cabbages. Hu mavakesh lita basocha shura shal yarek acher. I'm going to put a row of something else. We'll call it parsley. Okay, so the Rambam is understanding even a single, like one little row, but I'm putting it on the side. We can do like a fat row of parsley. There's one, you know, not one parsley, but you know, a row of parsley mill here. This is the parsley patch. This is parsley. There's the parsley. I'll assume you're right. Parsley. Okay? Fine. Rabbi Shmuel Amir, Ad Shehe HaTelem Mufulash Marosha Sadeh Bar Rosha. So one, let's see this one. One civil shot is HaTelem, the furrow has to be Mufulash. I don't think Mufulash English, actually. From end to end. Okay? So that would mean is that here's your parsley, half in the middle, and you have to have a, according to Vinny, a blank spot, unplanted. So this is going to become what's going to happen. This is now become cabbages. These become cabbages, and this over here is nothing. Unplanted. Okay, space. And we're requiring that it goes end to end, so there'll be small, because otherwise it will look like it's coming from another direction. And,
you're smart if I have it on hand. You only have one space. Parsley.
I don't know what you're saying. Put it on my own. Sorry. We're not taking comments. We're taking questions at the end, not comments at all. Seriously, I can't. There's too many people. Especially in a 2-hour response and thoughtful. So, again, Harsnea's rule yard. You have a field planted with vegetables.
Is it the top including the space? In other words, like, you know, you did, like you said, like a way, you know.
That was, I think we're going to learn, for now, we're going to learn to let them as blank space in the middle. Blank space is between the parsley and the cabbage. Tell them far. You're going to carve out an area. For the rest of our Mishnaic lives, so to speak, we're going to learn, I'm going to translate the term as furrow, and I'm going to mean the hole in the ground. And so many times in Hebrew, I should make a list of them. That something, there's like a whole structure, and the essential part of it, and then they both have the same name. So many times. And every time I think of examples, I can't come up with any. But telem, assuming my shot's true, is an example like that. Like the telem, maybe the whole section of land has been disrupted, and then it means the part, the essential part. Like neshama.
I'm just saying that the Kahani says that the houses on each side of the shura.
Right.
He said there's a
front. Right, exactly. The way I learned this is unplanted. This is the total.
Yeah. No, then each side of the parsley is a furrow.
Yes, correct. Correct. That's what I meant. Yeah. I stay as the ruah yarak. Right? And mevachli to b'sof ashura shal yarak achri, when plant the parsley in the middle. You're showing there achi a telem mufulash erosh ashura immersion sadeh bad rosha. Get that unplanted telem on either side end to end. Rabbi, yeah. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Orech Shisha Tfachim Barochav Molo'o. He says, Rabbi Kiva says, no, it only needs to be 6 Tfachim long, and Rochav Molo'o, its width of its fullness. Ambiguous term, okay? So somewhere means the full width, I pull 6 Tfachim, that's a simple shot, I'll stick to that, 6 Tfachim wide. The standard full wide telem width. The Rambam understands it means that the width and the depth of the furrow and the width of the furrow should be the same. That would be my pleasant voice. Okay? So, different pictures how to draw this. The gist of it is that instead of this not being the fulash, we're allowing something that looks like this. If I don't draw numbers, it looks like this. Make sense. Okay, so this is your parsley, and then you've unplanted this telem, and then you've got over here, right? That's cabbage. That's how the picture looks, okay? And the discussion is, at least according to many, just that you have to have the divider doesn't mufulash as long as it's either it's wide enough. Some shot them 6 fucking wide, most shot them 6 fucking wide. The wrong thing just even one step up, deep one step up wide would be good. That's how many learn the picture. We'll stick to this for now. This is upshot, this is a good shot. So Rabbi Shmuel says like this, mufulash all the way through, and Rabbi Kiva says, it doesn't go the whole way through as long as it's surrounded by telem on all sides. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rochav Kolo Rochav Aparsa. Rabbi Huda says, no, it can be just as wide as your foot, one step up wide. So the Rambam understands deep as wide for the Rabbi Kiva Shita, and Rabbi Huda says it never needs to be wider than 1 foot width, meaning one step up wide. Halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, so a shape like this, and if you don't know the Rambam, it'd be like most of those would be 6 fucking wide. So I mean, not like this, but like this picture, but 6 fucking wide, all the way around.
So the growing height of one would not be the same as the growing height of the other, and therefore that would be
separate. Okay, well,
if you drew it edge on, rather than
high. This is, okay, I hope everyone has a picture. This is a top-down picture of the field, right?
Yes.
Okay, fine, yeah?
If you did the furrow,
I'm saying,
you've got a deeper furrow.
Yes, the Rambam
is saying
that
this
is... a
deeper furrow
with
a parsley in it.
Yeah.
The cabbage is higher up, and therefore they're properly separated.
Yes, that's true. But it,
good.
Yes, excellent. But yes. But now what? This mission is not that case. The previous mission case was you must draw. If you have a long row, you can do three. A long furrow, you can do three species. Alongside. Here we're saying with one field, and you want to carve out a section for a different type of species. What kind of space do you need? Rabbi Shmuel says you need a whole mufulash row. Rabbi Akiva says, no, just the perimeter around it. And that would be six tefachim around. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even one tefach around would be okay. There you go. All right, this is Mishnah Tzad. No way around it.
There's no other
Mishnah Tzad. Okay, let's say that. So we definitely stop there. Okay. So my name looks good for Gemara Shmir today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I wish you would listen, say it to me too. As a shell, good week. Fast.
What's the plan? Sukkot?
I really don't think it will be. I'm sure there will be one of the days of Sukkot will be in my Sukkot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's our tradition the past 9 years.
So,
yeah, here tomorrow. Life as usual until whatever day, what, until Friday. Today is Wednesday. So, yes, Thursday, no Friday, no Shabbos. When, what day of the week is Yom Kippur?
Wednesday.
Okay, so yes, Sunday, Monday.
Yom Kippur, you remember?
Yeah, no.
So Sunday, Monday.
Just Sunday, Monday.
Motion.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
Yom Kippur is on Wednesday.
Oh,
so
that's Tuesday night.
So
Yom Kippur is on Tuesday. So Sunday, Monday. That's a week away.
Right, Arab Yom
Kippur. Tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. That's the wrong one. Nice to be back. Okay, you doing okay?
Hashem.
It's nice here, really nice. Hashem. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. Nice to have you back.
Somebody left the window open all
the time. I think what happened was. I think they put the AC on indefinitely, and like it was going to keep the window open?
Yeah, that's how it's on it. You leave the window open, the humidity comes in and gets into the air, that's causes chaos.
I'm not sure that. Okay.
How's everything else?
Everything is good, Baruch Hashem. Yeah.